A new kind of tobacco liability lawsuit went to trial today in West Virginia. It's a class action case. It's been brought by healthy smokers. They want the tobacco industry to pay for medical tests that would detect smoking-related disease. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The West Virginia case marks the first time a class action tobacco lawsuit seeking medical monitoring has made it to trial. It accuses the nation's top four cigarette makers of conspiring to ignore the dangers of smoking and continuing to manufacture a defective product without regard for people's health. In opening statements today, plaintiff's attorney Scott Siegel said in almost all their decisions, the tobacco firm's motive was profit despite the scientific research. The case was brought on behalf of an estimated 250,000 West Virginians who have smoked at least a pack a day for 5 years, but who have not been diagnosed with a smoking-related illness. They want the tobacco companies to set up a fund that would pay for free annual health screenings, including lung tests. The monitoring is aimed at providing early detection of smoking-related diseases, including lung cancer and emphysema. Lawyers for the tobacco industry will try to show that the dangers of smoking have been well known for years. Tobacco stock analyst Martin Feldman of Solomon Smith Barney says the industry will also argue that companies have been warning smokers about the health risks on cigarette packs and in advertising for more than three decades.
I think that they will rely substantially on the health warnings, and they will be taking many of these smokers, many of whom started smoking after 1969, and be saying, why should we pay for your health monitoring when you are voluntarily adopting these risks?
A similar lawsuit on behalf of an estimated 1 million Louisiana smokers is pending in New Orleans. Trial was scheduled to start last week, but was delayed while tobacco companies appeal the makeup of the jury. That lawsuit seeks medical monitoring and help for smokers to quit. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.